At least 247 people initially filed papers to replace Governor Gray Davis in California's October recall election. Commentator and Californian John Ridley notices one candidate in particular is missing.
For me, the issue that should be getting hashed over isn't who's running for governor, but who's not running. Representative Darrell Issa, who real suddenly, real unexpectedly, dropped out of the race just prior to the registration deadline. Now, no big deal. It's not like we've got a shortage of potential governors. But Issa was the guy who blew nearly $3 million of his own dollars to get the recall on the ballot and push himself as the man to save California before the recall was even official. Considering our Governor Gray Davis has never been caught chasing an intern around his desk, much less circumventing the Constitution and ordering a burglary of his opponent's offices, the whole idea of a recall election is questionable. Born, I figure, more of Issa's own Machiavellian notions than any real need for change. In fact, just before, and I'm talking seconds before he folded, volunteers were handing out press packets with a statement from Issa declaring, "Today, with high hopes and great expectations, I am officially a candidate for governor of this great state." Or maybe not. So, after going $3 million in the hole, why is Issa slinking away? Because somebody else is getting so much more attention. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you might have heard he's thrown his sizable hat into the ring. And facing a guy whose name recognition alone puts him at the top of the polls, Issa would rather run and hide crying, literally crying, like a little girl who'd gone out and bought herself a new dress only to find out that no one wanted to take her to the party. So much for the strength of his convictions. And so much for the torrent of qualified candidates the recall election was supposed to unleash. What we've got vying for office are actors, a pornographer, a porn star, comedians, a bar owner, a sitcom writer, a sumo wrestler, the professor and Marianne. What we don't have much of are people who actually know the business of running the country's most populous state and the world's fifth largest economy. And some people are good with that. They go in for the notion that what California needs is leadership that's fresh from outside Sacramento. But I got to tell you, if some guy was coming over to my house to clean my carpets, I wouldn't want it to be his first day on the job. The idea of learn as you go doesn't work for my floors, doesn't work for a state in crisis. Fact is, in this rather pathetic field, the most qualified candidate is the guy they're trying to replace. This isn't a recall, it's an Escher drawing. And it gets worse. The price tag for mounting the circus? Right now, the floor is estimated to be $66 million. Now, maybe $66 million doesn't seem like that much to an economy that's $30 billion in the red. But take a trip around the state. Ask the teachers, the peace officers, the firefighters. Ask your regular taxpayers as well as your otherwise disenfranchised citizens if they'd like to get a piece of that $66 million. Ask Darrell Issa how he would have spent the money if he were elected governor. That's assuming you can find him.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of the new science fiction thriller, Those Who Walk in Darkness.